Well, if you've gone through all the videos up to this point in time, you've gone through, well, there's 59 videos made. I didn't attach some of them to the day-by-day instruction sheets because there were a few of them were longer-term quitting issues. But hopefully you'll come across those at some point in time. This is going to be the last of the day-by-day videos, though. And I'm titling it, you know, Getting On With the Rest of Your Life Without Smoking. Because that really is where you should be at right now. It's not a matter that your life needs to be centered around not smoking anymore or quitting smoking. You just need to start going on with your life now and just not be smoking. It's a relearning process. It's doing all the little things that you do on a day-by-day basis, many, if not most, that you have learned already. And now it'll be dealing with seasonal issues. It'll be dealing with specific holiday issues. Many of you have not learned how to go to a funeral yet without a cigarette. The first time you go, you're going to want a cigarette. You know, that's what you used to do at a funeral. Not in the chapel, but as soon as you would get out, you would see this, crowd of people sometimes outside trying to get those smokes, and they were in a service that went over an hour. They were having problems. When you get for your first funeral, it's never going to be fun, but let's understand something. Funerals are never fun to start with. It's part of life going on without smoking, and what happens to other people around you, which sometimes can be catastrophic, but you've got to learn, even under catastrophic conditions, you don't have to smoke. After you get through your first one, the second one, again, it'll be traumatic in its own right of being a funeral, but smoking will not be as much of an issue, and after a few funerals, you don't even think about cigarettes when you come out of funerals. Once you get that under your belt, that doesn't mean you have a clue how to deal with a wedding without a cigarette or a birth of a baby. And again, these are things that don't happen regularly. They happen sporadically, and sometimes there can be years in between events. Your first high school reunion, if you get together with all the people you learned how to smoke with, hey, it could trigger the response. Although, in this day and age, there's a pretty good chance when you get to that reunion, all those people who used to just all be smoking, a whole bunch of them aren't smoking anymore. They've quit. I mean, you'll find a lot of people who encounter that situation now. More tragic of a situation, you'll find a lot of these people who were smokers died of smoking-related illnesses. And in a sense, this becomes another piece of reinforcement of how glad you are not posing those same risks to yourself now at this point in time. So it really is going on now day by day. I will be releasing videos over time, and some of them, they may fit into the day-by-day quitting issues, and I will get them into those pages over time. But generally, it's not my intent anymore. I've given, in a sense, to everybody who's sat through these videos now, if they have sat through all the videos, all the information that I gave to people in my Stop Smoking clinics. The only thing I did beyond that second week graduation meeting, the only thing I did with them on a regular basis to everybody was sending out a few reinforcement letters. And in the early days, I was sending out a lot of them. But as our budgets got cut and we didn't have that ability anymore, very few letters actually went out. Although when email came into play, that was amazing because now we were able to keep sending out stuff for a very long time. But those letters are available to you now. They're all at the whyquit.com/Joel site, where the videos are also located. So there's a ton of reinforcement material now you can go through. I don't think you need to be spending hours after hours after hours every single day reading these things over and over again. Hey, every now and then, stop on by and read. We have the online support site. Personally, I don't think the majority of people need to join the online support site. I say this because I almost had no Stop Smoking Clinic people join the online support site. I mean, we're talking about there may have been five or so that joined over the duration that I was doing clinics and the online program at the same time. In a sense, I've always felt the people who came through the clinic, who I focused a ton of information very early on, they, in a sense, grew quicker. I don't want to downplay what happened with our online site, because let's understand something. There's a whole lot more people who quit smoking because of our online program and our online material than ever went through a smoking clinic. So I don't want to dismiss what happens on our online support site or any online support site. It is where more people are getting information now. But with that being said, I have always felt that the people in the clinics, by the end of the second week, they were up and running. Their life was going on and no longer centered around quitting. There are some people on the online sites where I can see their life is still centered around quitting. Now, we get people who stick around, and they're around quite a bit, and they're doing it solely, you can see it, to help other people quit smoking. And I've had smoking clinic people do this. I have. I've had panel nights at all the clinics I've ever done. But I'll get 5 or 10 panelists, again, out of thousands of people who've gone through the program. And even my most dedicated panelists, the people who've almost never missed the program, and I've had people like that for 20-some year periods, never missed the program. Still, when I say never missed the program, it means they came for an hour and a half one Friday night, once a month or every other month. I mean, that was the amount of time they were spending dedicating to focusing on not smoking. We're talking about an hour and a half every other month, and 2 hours if we throw in traveling time, but still, it was a negligible amount of time compared to some people who you can see they're fixating on not smoking for a really long time. Now, again, they're successfully quitting, so I can't dismiss this. You know, they may not have been quitting otherwise if they weren't doing this, but I feel that if people do, in a sense, the video format, learning everything, hopefully being able to retain this information, and then spending a little bit of time every now and then reinforcing their resolve by reading at the site. And one of the more important things, and again, I tell all my clinic people to do this, and I know very few probably do, but they really should wake up every day and say they're not going to smoke that day, and at the end of the day congratulate themselves for making it another day without a cigarette, keeping it a big deal. It is a big deal. It's not a big deal that you have to focus your life around and plan your life around, but it is a big deal nonetheless, and you do want to keep seeing it that way. No one else will be doing this for you. No one else is going to be patting you on the back day after day after day, month after month, year after year. They'll pat you on the back for a short time period, but then they won't say anything after a while. And it's not that they don't care about you anymore. They're just taking your quit for granted at this point. And it's fine that other people are taking your quit for granted. You just can't take it for granted. It still has to stay a big deal to you. So anyway, I hope that you did go through these lessons. I hope you learned them. I hope what happened with my smoking clinic people, in a sense, happens with the online people who do it this way. That they really, again, they may have some intense focused moments in those first couple of weeks not smoking. But after that, and again, what I mean by intense focused moments, while they're sitting and watching just tons and tons of information, learning a lot about not smoking, learning about smoking and learning about not smoking, but then that their life kind of goes on without not smoking being a center stone. It's just a nice side issue going on in their life that they're learning more and more stuff every day and sustaining their quits, helping other people to see that there is life after smoking. Most importantly, learning themselves to see that there's life after smoking. So we have all the resources online still. I hope you do utilize those as you need them. And again, come in a little bit every now and then when you don't need them, so you can secure your quit to a point where you don't get into tough situations because you're prepped for them. So the material is there for you. Again, I hope that you found this helpful. If you need any further information, you can contact us. We did create an email, videoquestions@whyquit.com. So if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to get in touch, and I wish you all luck. And just know your quit will continue to last now. Your life will go on smoke-free as long as you continue to stick with your commitment to never take another puff.